The Sentai Review, Episode 22, The Sailor Moon Episode. Alright, welcome back to the Sentai Review. This time, the show is wearing makeup! Shane?
Yay.
Oh, you heard that, okay? See, I'm making good on the things with the promise, and I said that the ladies with the show and the whatnot, so I did that. And they're here. Like, in the room here! So it's like, we're all growed up now, even in the company of ladies. Not just like Skype ladies, because I'm not 100% sure that those ladies are real ladies. Shane, are those real ladies?
Well, Shane would be the one to know.
One can only hope.
Okay, one can only hope. So, Reploid Bill and William Bush, go.
Shane McCree, proto guy.
Michelle Punky.
Amanda Greenwell.
All right, look at that. Hosts and whatnot. Okay, so I guess I'm supposed to, like, be more appropriate because ladies are in the room, but I don't know how else to say this, so I'm going to whore out the website. Hey, guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. All right, now that the website is whored out and we have all the weird out of the way, this has been requested multiple times, so I figured we would just go ahead and do it. This is the Sailor Moon episode. I don't know much about it. This is general conversation, is what this is. We're just going to break ground here, and then if we get topics to continue said episodes, we can do so later, but for right now, it's a generalized discussion. So if you're going to start somewhere, how did everybody get into it? Because for me, it was the whole... It wasn't Toonami at the time, was it? No, it was Toonami,
yeah,
right?
It was Toonami.
Yeah, the Toonami block, and that's how it started for me. That's it.
I actually started watching it before school on Fox 43, like 6:30 in the morning. And I actually got into it by a guy I was dating told me about it, because I guess he liked it. So I'm like, okay, well, he likes it, so I should check this out.
What did he like about it?
What do you think he liked about it? He was a teenage boy at the time. Short skirts, little girls.
The naked transformations.
You know. Shane, did you like stuff like that when you were a little boy?
Of course not.
Of course not, Bill. I'm a gentleman.
Well, I like stuff like that now, so.
Anyway, I actually started watching it, and I started watching, I believe it was towards the end of what we call, like, the Queen Beryl series. I didn't know very much about it, but as I continued to watch it, I started getting a little bit more addicted to it, and then as time went on, I started following it even more into the what they called the Doom Tree series at the time. And then I found, I told some of friends of mine about it, and they started following it too, so then we kind of had our own little following, and we started watching it. I even got there was even a soundtrack at one point I got.
I didn't even know there was a soundtrack, not gonna lie.
It was in the 90s.
So how did you get into it?
I want to say I was like 13, and it was on Toonami at like 7 or 8 o'clock. I don't remember the exact time, but I started watching it, and I loved it. Although it's been a while since I've watched the original.
Well, I got into it by accident, to be fair. At that point in time, I was already into Dragon Ball Z, So I was just checking different... back then, I would just try out different shows to see if I liked them. And what's not to like about short skirt female superheroes? I mean, come on. That's pretty sweet. So, there you go. That's what drew me to the show, and then I started watching it, and from there, it's been so many years since I've seen it, though, that I don't recall so much of it. I just recall bits and pieces of it, but for the most part, that's how I got into it. I got into it by accident.
Favorite characters?
Well, mine's always been Sailor Venus. I've always had a thing for blondes.
Okay, well, okay, no, I was going to ask if there was an actual purpose behind your favorite character, but okay, you just answered that for me.
Chibi Moon, always been my favorite. Don't fucking roll your eyes at me. Fucking jackass.
Your old lady's going to kill you.
This is probably true.
I actually have two favorites. I have Sailor Mars and Sailor Saturn.
Any purpose?
Sailor Mars, because she's fire and fire's awesome. Plus, she's the most spiritual of the group.
Didn't her family run a...
Her grandfather was like a shrine.
She was a shrine maiden.
Yeah, and she is a shrine maiden.
Okay, see, I thought I remembered something like that.
And Sailor Saturn, because awesome. She essentially has the power to destroy the planet.
Okay.
OP money?
Please explain.
That's not a space station. That's a really pissed off young girl.
Okay.
She must be going through puberty.
That, I have actually read from the book. I have not seen that far into the anime, but in the books that I have read, she is evil at one point, and she has this weapon called the Silent Glaive.
And that weapon gives her that kind of power?
Yes, the weapon can essentially destroy the Earth, and it can be rebuilt.
Okay, the Earth or the weapon?
The Earth.
Okay, I thought we were in Harry Potter territory where I was just going to break her little wand and we were going to move on.
That is in one of the books. I don't want to go in too far in case somebody hasn't read it.
Okay. All right. Look, lightning and fire. That was the only purpose behind the characters I liked.
So you were into Mars and
Jupiter.
And
Mars.
Yep. That was the only purpose was it was almost like a Final Fantasy thing. Those were the magics I liked.
Yeah.
And the theme song was fucking awesome.
The original?
The original,
Here in America?
Yes.
Where they claim that she never runs from a real fight, but I clearly
she
see her doing that.
She runs from every fight
okay.
in the beginning.
I was just thinking.
You lied to me.
You
lied to me, theme song. Damn, she is running right now.
She's running right now.
That is a lie.
She was the most annoying character.
Oh, voice actors of the original English dub. They were good, right?
I can only remember Moon. Because it's been too long since I've seen it, so I only remember her. And no, you see, if somebody were to come up to you and like literally remove your eardrums with the worst device in the world, that would be more pleasant than listening to that girl talk.
Okay,
don't hold back.
Well, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and actually, if you're gonna start somewhere, what is the general story of what the hell was even going on for this show? Because honestly, I might know an awful lot about some Ranger shows, but this escaped me. Like she's some sort of reincarnation in the body of the original fucking vessel, and then the other people, they don't know who they are, but they do, and then the guy, he has no powers, but he's somehow fighting monsters.
She's the moon princess, Serenity. That much I know.
And what is that?
Then that's the perfect question for Michelle to answer.
Yes.
back in how it can how they basically started during their time of their moon. They had a moon kingdom, and it was basically invaded by evil people, and they destroyed, they essentially destroyed the Earth. Before they destroyed the planet, Sailor Moon's mom saved Sailor Moon and her guardians and sent them to Earth to be reincarnated and rewoken up later in case evil should arise again.
Okay, so Sailor Moon's mom had fought off the evil? Because if the evil destroyed the planet, how were they sent to the planet?
That seems to be a terrible place to send your children.
Fought off?
She didn't really fight it off. She just basically just
delayed it.
Delayed it and saved them.
That makes sense.
So then the Earth had not been destroyed.
The moon got destroyed. The moon, yeah. The Earth is fine.
Moon kingdom. The moon kingdom
was
completely eradicated.
Well, the Earth
was
still kind of in turmoil with wars and stuff. And
okay.
Corruption, but
then a question for this universe. Is the moon a moonosphere by any chance? Because there was a civilization on it and it was destroyed. And can Sailor Moon breathe in the moonosphere? Not
yes.
space, but
yes,
the moonosphere?
Yes, they all can.
Yes.
So, oh, Sentai, we got a moonosphere, Shane. Yes. We got common ground here. There is a moonosphere.
And Serenity's mother decided to send her and her guardians to the nearest planet.
The nearest
so
planet.
So all she had to do was be like,
that'll,
that
do.
One.
That'll
I'm
going to
turn around. I'm going to send them to that one. Nearest planet.
Dang, we got some good Sentai here.
Yeah. There's a lot of similarities.
Well, they were based.
They were.
I mean, a Sailor Moon, if I'm not mistaken, was kind of created from the same aspect. It was just a female team. I mean, they're multicolored warriors that get powers that transform by some sort of relic or item, and then they have a moonosphere. Like I'm not dropping that. And the evil is always some sort of ultra-powerful villain who, if she just would have got off her ass for one episode, it could have been over before it ever started.
Very true.
Well, now I think we should get into Crystal.
Looking to jump the series already? That's fine. If you guys, whatever you guys, this is
essentially your
Sailor Moon
episode.
Talk here. And if you guys talk about Crystal, you can also talk about some differences and whatnot. And Michelle would know a good portion of them, for that matter, because she's done the book, and she's watched the show almost all the way to the end. I think she's got one season left.
Well, I can tell you one of the biggest differences. I haven't...
The fillers.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
When you
no
watch
fillers.
The original
yes.
series, it took quite
forever.
A while to assemble the five scouts. While
I want to say Sailor Moon was on her own for at least three episodes, and then the other when the two girls got together, which I believe it was the,
Mercury was the first
yes,
one to get her.
They were together for almost 10 episodes alone, weren't they? Before the next one shows up,
like
Mars.
Like
Jupiter took the longest
yes.
to get to.
It kept Crystal and the original series kept it similar. Moon was first, Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Venus. That's how they assembled the team. But like they said, when they finally got the first three, Jupiter and Venus took a long time to come join the team. Mm-hmm. But in Crystal,
each episode,
the first
the
three
guardian.
Episodes, it was Moon. Oh, now here's Mercury. Here's Mars. They had one episode that was different. Jupiter, couple episodes introducing Sailor V. In the first 10 episodes. The five scouts were already together.
So it was time to get on with the damn story.
It was time. Like I said, you know Dragon Ball Kai.
Yeah.
Think
and
of that.
I'm a supporter of it. I love that,
that
guy.
Think of that show. And that's essentially what Crystal is. It took all that filler.
Except unlike with our show, where I'm sorry, Dragon Ball Z fans got dicked right in the butt on this one. We just got re-edited footage. They got a fully reanimated series. They got the better shtick there.
I would agree, because Kai, what they did is they took out all the filler and they spruced it up a little bit, and they're like, there you guys go.
Yeah,
new show.
But it was the same show we'd been watching since
1996 is when I started watching it.
Right, that's what I mean. So it was still the same
show.
That's
when it ended. But it ended, and then I...
But Crystal, but for them,
it would have been
is what our
me.
Dragon Ball Z Kai is for us, only I think theirs is better.
Yeah, theirs... If you watch the original series, you'll see the animation, and it does look dated. I mean, hell, I go back and watch Yu Yu Hakusho, and you can tell that that animation is dated.
Interesting tidbit. Did you know that the creator of Yu Yu Hakusho and the creator of Sailor Moon are actually married?
Really? Did not know that.
It's neato, Shane.
Fascinating.
That's cool, actually. That's interesting.
So they should get together and fix season 4 of Yu Yu Hakusho.
I don't think there's anything in the world that can save season 4 of Yu Yu Hakusho.
It's dead. It's over, dude. Just give it up.
And that was actually the very first anime I ever watched was Yu Yu Hakusho.
Well, there. It's a, then if you look at what Crystal is, the animation is. You can tell.
Oh my gosh!
It looks
loads
great.
Better.
Very up to date.
The transformations are fucking ridiculous.
It's got a lot of CGI in the opening, though.
I've only seen 2 episodes, and when I saw the transformation, I was like, "How much money did they spend on that one fucking piece of animation?" It's a good thing they're going to reuse that a lot.
The thing about it is when you. The similarities of the Sentais and Sailor Moon were, it's the same thing. That
stock
was,
footage? No, they're going to reuse the same attack, reuse the same transformation?
That, not only that, but it's the same thing we've always said. You know, you remember in Mighty Morphin, their transformations were like that? I say the name of my Zord and I'm there. And later in the series, they had to do fucking waving their arms and fucking do shit to fucking, to morph. And everyone's like, and if I was the enemy, I'd be like, dead.
Yeah.
Sailor Moon, they take an extraordinary amount of time
to
transform into the scouts. So I was sitting here like, so it's the same thing. Like, you know, the enemies are like...
Yeah, okay, in the book, we'll just put this to the... Because animation is one thing. They have to make it fucking appeasing for your eyes.
Right.
And animation costs money. So the longer they can drag something out that looks fucking shiny... They don't have to pay as much money to get the next scenes or drag the story any further. Is that transformation supposed to be instant, or is the bad guy like, oh, you're transform? Oh, okay, well, no, I'll wait.
I would expect that it's supposed to be instant, but they
yeah, drag
I think
it,
I think it is an
long.
Instant thing, but because they have to show it, because, and they show, I mean, and you know, their transformations, holy crap. I made fun of Sentais when their transformations took a long time. No. Because they have their way, but you know, we'll do Moon, you know. You know, she puts her hands up in the air. Then she says, Moon
Prism Power Makeup.
Thank you. And then you'll see, you know, fingernail,
Polish?
Yeah. Fingernail polish. You know, that happens. And then the whole transformation comes. Their clothes come off.
We already know what you focus on in the transformation.
Their clothes come off.
Damn straight. And then each article of clothing, you know, slowly appeared. And then at the, you know, at the end for Moon, her fucking meatball head.
You mean bun head?
I'm going with the original.
He did call
of what
her
of what Tuxedo
head, yeah.
Mask used to call her
meatball head.
Yeah,
that's meatball. Funny. Meatball in the original and in Crystal, it's bun.
Yeah.
Yeah, he called.
They must be thinking of sub sandwiches.
Maybe they were hungry when they were doing this. Like, guys, we need to get something to eat. What are you in the mood for?
Meatballs. And then
her
buns.
Hair. She got. I want a meatball sub. You know. So, but you know, it took a long time. I mean. I thought, I thought Crystal took even longer when I first seen the transformations. It was like...
I think they're about the same.
Yeah. You know, just waiting,
I
like...
I mean, they're about
the same. I swear to God, if I wasn't a competent villain, I'd just go over there and be like,
no! You're older now. It's,
no!
It is what it is, man.
It's a kid's show. Do you really expect them to be competent? Shut up, Nick.
The bad guys have always had this issue, and Sentai is the same thing. There's always the villain that if he just would have went and did something his damn self, it would have all been over. But they don't. Like, I was talking to Michelle a while back, and like she's on some episode for Crystal. I don't know what it is, like 12 or something. But she's watching it, and I'm like,
I've watched all of them so far.
And Queen Beryl was all like, ba 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 monster, and I was like, why doesn't she just fucking go slaughter them?
I'm about to say she's like super broke, like yeah, like stop being lazy, because after the first two or three monsters didn't work out for you, how about you just go down there and be like, hey, I'm here, dead. All right, let's do this now.
Wasn't she like
just
how
Rita.
How broke was she supposed to be?
She's actually pretty powerful, but you don't get to see that until towards the end because she's just using her minions, I guess.
What did it take to get rid of her? Do they kill her in the series? Do they be rid of her?
Yes.
Yes, they kill her.
Look at that! They at least got to kill their fucking villain. I waited.
That's
for,
only the first one.
I waited fucking basically four goddamn seasons for a confrontation with Zed, and all I got was Zed making fun of the White Ranger, and then he threw a fucking dagger and ran away like a little girl.
Zed was fucking badass, though, in Power Rangers.
He looked badass. We don't technically know
yeah,
how
we never
badass.
Seen him
he
do
doesn't fight.
Anything.
Rita doesn't
no,
fight
the... No, he makes
the
everybody else do everything, which is
yes,
you know,
but,
common.
Isn't it at one... I believe at one point in time in the series... They literally ran out of monsters.
Finster, they started reusing them.
Finster yeah. made all these monsters. They would go down. The Rangers would kill them. And at one point in time, they're like, guys, I got nothing. I got nothing.
Makes you wonder if the writers just, you know, could not think up of any more types of monsters.
Hell, Rita's
use.
Brother.
So they're just like, fuck it. We'll just
Rita's,
reuse
when Rita's
ones.
Brother showed up, he went down there and fucked the Rangers up. He did.
Did Beryl run out of fucking minions? Is that why she was finally like, fuck it, I'll do it?
Like her most loyal, like...
What happens that finally causes a confrontation that we never got to see in our series that you guys got to see in yours?
All of the...
Scouts get kidnapped.
Yeah.
They all get kidnapped, and then Sailor Moon and Tuxedo Mask and...
Fucking
else?
Kimberly got kidnapped, and now I still got no fight.
It's true.
All Tommy did was get thrown around a couple of times. He's like, that's good enough.
I think it was just them two, wasn't it?
It was just those two.
Yeah, they went up there and rescued all the Sailor Scouts.
And that came down to a fight that actually ended Beryl?
Because all the Scouts yeah. and Moon fought together.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. How effective was Tuxedo Mask?
I've always
the man
wondered
wears
this.
A
isn't
tuxedo.
Isn't he just a dude?
He's pretty badass and Crystal.
Like, okay, now here's the thing. We've had this. This has been a debate in this household for a while now. If the Rangers, Zoo Rangers, fought the Scouts. I'm biased, okay, but I feel like the Rangers would win on default since Sailor Moon can fall and scrape her knee and bleed. Like,
yeah,
how
when
strong
yeah, when you
are
attack,
they?
When you attack the Rangers, they only spark.
They just spark and flip, and then they get up and their suits are like, they're like, ah, it's a good thing my suit has self-cleaning powers.
Unless they get hit in the hands. And oh my
oh,
god, do they flip
that
over?
That hurts. They'll lose their powers. They'll fall right the fuck over with a dramatic front
I don't
flip.
Know. What do you think?
It's
I don't know.
A lady.
Kind of, as much
flip.
As I love Sailor if, Moon, I kind of agree with
you. Yeah.
That.
So if maybe Sailor Moon was to strike the
well,
Ranger's
in the,
hands,
in the beginning,
they'd be like, oh shit!
I like to think that in the beginning, like when they all the Scouts got
I will
together,
say this though. I imagine that the Sailors know how to lock doors. The Rangers haven't really figured that one out. They're like, we're safe in here. This is the Megazord.
This thing is 20 stories. It's not like, did he just jump?
And then all of a sudden the back door opens and like, motherfucker!
Alpha, the Rangers need your help. Oh my! Ay.
That scenario Zordon. In Sailor Moon
no,
is like
don't.
A bad guy is showing up, and the bad guy's like, ah, fuck.
Damn, they locked the door.
I'm going to have to
they
break the door.
They kind of turned
now.
This into a Power Rangers discussion.
It's because
again.
The shows are very similar.
Yes, they really are. It's interesting to see.
I mean, they have a live action Sailor Moon show in Japan.
We don't talk about that.
That is
Why?
Very reminiscent to Power Rangers.
Why don't we talk about it?
No.
Have you seen it?
Bits and pieces of it.
Well, you're the only one here that's actually
seen
it.
I haven't seen it. Actually, I'm interested to see it.
Mm. You're the only one that's seen even an episode of it. I've only seen clips that Bill has on his computer of it.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on that. I am definitely good on that.
I would look forward to seeing it, no matter how ridiculous
I actually want to see it, just to see what it's all about, you know?
So they actually fight Beryl. I've noticed that Sailor Moon has battleizers, for lack of a better term.
Battleizers?
In Power Rangers, when you enter a new power mode, it's referred to as a battleizer. Like, they get a different uniform and more powerful attacks.
He becomes super.
Super Sailor Moon, and then eventually Eternal Sailor Moon.
Jesus Christ.
How does that work?
Eternal Sailor Moon, that'll be a later discussion. Kind of a lot going on to explain with that one.
Okay, how about Super then?
Super?
Like, how does she become Super? Like, what
gets the
powers from the others?
Infinity Moon Rod. And
doesn't she have to use the powers of the others? Like, don't they combine their powers into Moon for her to become the Super?
No, non-crystal.
Then how does it work?
The moon rod and the actual crystal itself gives her the power.
I'd be a little upset.
I need to go back and do my reading again.
I would be a little upset
more,
if I was if I was one of the other scouts and like, well, I want a Super Jupiter form. Why is she? No, that's not fair.
There is no super form for you.
Only me.
Only her.
Can we let's play a rousing game of spot the leader.
Oh, we've played that game a couple of times.
Can anybody tell me who the leader of the Sailor Scouts are?
Actually, technically, Venus is the leader.
Dang!
I was wrong this time.
I think we'd have lost the spot the leader game when it comes to their series.
Yeah, we couldn't do it because it'd be like,
now it's Sailor Moon.
Now it's Sailor Moon.
Somebody write that down that goes down in history.
It's easy. It's easy in our series. If he's red, more than likely.
If his picture is bigger than everybody else's?
Yeah.
if he's standing in front trying to hog the spotlight, that's the leader.
Sailor Moon was also, the series was also addicted to the super pose.
Oh, everybody has a super pose.
Yep. Rangers had super poses, and they were no different.
Yeah, well, that's why they're so
They
similar.
Were voguing all over the motherfucking place.
Well, right, you guys can't see that, but I guess that would have been Nick's pose if he was a scout.
No, but really, going back to the tuxedo mask, how does he have any power? He's just a dude in a tux.
You know
what
I remember? You know what I remember from the original series? I remember Tuxedo Mask quite a bit because he would show up when the scouts needed help,
throw a rose,
he would
and
throw
run away.
A rose. And stay
and run away. the last couple, I tried to sit down to watch the first five fucking episodes of the original Sailor Moon, and he would show up, he'd be like, ka-ching, and throw a rose, not actually help, just throw the rose, and the monster would be like, what the shit? And he'd be like, don't let them bully you, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. And then he'd just run, and then she would kill the bad guy. And I'm like, do something!
He had a heroic speech.
Can he do something?
Little bit of motivation.
Can he do something? Is he just a dude with a fucking
Crystal,
rose?
He gets visions of sort. And he's able to... I don't even know how to really explain it.
Remember...
He can see the future!
And remember why he's there. He's actually a prince from Earth, and he has a sword, and he's actually really cool.
So he does... He actually does...
So he's just
he
a...
does stuff in
But he is but, just but, a dude. He does not have superpowers.
So when he so he literally has to go and he doesn't get magical powers to make his clothes come on. He literally has to go and put that.
Well, no, that's another situation.
That part we don't know. We never see or hear about that.
That's another situation entirely. In their series, only the women can get those kind of powers. In fact, the guys that did that power thing became women. There were three guys that when they used the powers, they, like what, transmogrified? You know, some,
yeah.
They became women.
I always had the question of, you know, you have all these the scouts, you know, like, you know, Mercury, that's a planet. You know,
they're all
Venus,
planets.
Jupiter, Mars, all that. And I was like, Moon got bones. She didn't even get a planet. She got
no, she's cosmic. That's the other reason. It doesn't make any damn sense, but essentially Moon is Earth. And Moon is cosmic level, where the others, if you put it into like Marvel terms or DC terms, Moon is cosmic level energy. Her power is nearly limitless, where the others are just kind of elemental prospects. Like, you have the Human Torch, he's a fire dude. And then you have, like, you know, you have, like, Iceman, and he's an ice dude. But then you have fucking Thanos, or the Silver Surfer, who's on a cosmic level, who makes an absolute joke. Now, it might not have been like that at the start, but Moon moves into a part in her powers where the others are pretty much fucking insignificant. You guys are the experts. I need you guys on the episodes.
I'd be like, you know what? I don't need to be your bodyguard.
I mean, doesn't she? She gets like three fucking forms or something like that. Her little Tierra boomerang thing is actually stronger of an attack than the others have, like the fire arrow and shit.
Yeah,
like
I remember
that.
I remember that growing up, and I seen all their attacks. Like, you know, Mars would shoot fire, and like Jupiter would shoot like electricity. And I seen Moon. She's like, whoosh. I'm like, well,
yeah,
you got boned.
But that little Tierra is a cosmic level attack. Mm-hmm. It's way stronger than their like power all the way up and shoot a fireball is not nearly as strong as her little fuck bitch. I'll take my Tierra off.
Don't make me
bitch
take
slap
his
you.
Yeah, but so
Wow, you lost it there, Shane.
I did. I lost it hardcore. Lost it hard there.
So rather than I really need an explanation on this one though. What is going on with the tuxedo guy? He's some sort of reincarnation too.
He's yeah. Sailor Moon's. What's the word I'm looking for? Soulmate.
Yeah.
They're destined to be together.
Star-crossed lovers. So they're Link and Zelda?
Essentially.
Kinda, yeah.
Now I got a question.
Oh, great.
Isn't Tuxedo Mask supposed to be in college?
I don't think
yes.
He's in high school in Crystal,
nope.
I think.
In Crystal, he's in high school.
Yeah.
And the books, I believe he's in college.
He's in college.
Isn't she supposed to be in grade school?
No.
She's in middle school.
Junior high.
She's junior high. He's college. She was junior high.
It's okay to do that in Japan.
Don't worry. You think that's something? Here in America, in order to put people at ease, because we couldn't just have those two girls be lovers, Shane. We couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So we made them extraordinarily questionable cousins. Because that's okay.
Lesbians are not okay.
But incest is just fine. So, what the shit?
What the shit?
Weren't there dark sailors?
Weren't like the guys that turned into scouts? Weren't they evil?
Is that what that was?
Wouldn't they essentially be the dark scouts?
Crystal yet?
I don't remember. I'm gonna have to go back.
Well, what were those three guys?
Oh,
three
the,
guys.
The star sailors. You probably haven't. That's in the books.
There's three guys that transform, and because they're using the power doesn't work on guys, so their bodies transmogrificate or some shit. And they become women, and then they become like dark sailors or some shit, like dark scouts or some shit.
I don't remember if they were necessarily dark scouts, but they
well, then
did,
what's
they were
what's
scouts.
The dark moon looking girl that I see all the time in pictures?
Dark moon.
I don't know what she is.
Oh, okay.
There were evil scouts.
Okay, yeah, Black Lady. It's Chibi Moon when she becomes
evil.
Whoa.
Her name was Black Lady?
Yes, that's her name.
Black Lady.
Black Lady.
Yes, that is her name, Black Lady.
I'm going to leave this one alone. I don't even need to make a joke. Insert funny joke here.
That was the Black
Lady. So there you
go.
So what do you got?
Well, Shane, let's talk about how much you love the English dub of Crystal.
My ears bled after I heard it.
I feel like I'm the only one that doesn't mind it. It's not as bad as the original.
It's not even close.
No, I don't mind it.
It's okay, Shane. It really is. It's not... Look... It's not nearly as bad as what they had.
Well, no, I understand that, you know, but a step up from shit is still garbage.
Okay, but then again, it's...
Not garbage. It's perfectly fine, just because...
I've watched so many animes.
It's not your show.
No, it's not.
It's starry-eyed Sentai girls that like... White masked top hat dude.
I have one of those.
A top hat?
Yeah.
Why aren't you wearing it?
For Halloween last year, I was Tuxedo Mask.
Shit.
I didn't know you.
I know.
That makes me feel like...
Kind of impressed, though.
I don't know, man. Okay, here's one that's what... Let's say you go the whole nine yards with the whole Sailor Moon thing, as it is, anyway. What happens if Sailor Moon becomes a live-action movie?
They do?
Shut the fuck... No way. Why?
Well, we were just told there's a live-action movie. I know of a live-action series, not a movie.
Leave this shit alone! Quit trying to make anime live action. It never works.
No, that's not true. Not in Japan. Gantz was absolutely great. Ghost in the Shell seems to be working out pretty well.
They even had Guyver.
Yeah, Guyver was fucking amazing. That was beautiful.
And as of right now, they're doing Attack on Titan.
They're also doing Naruto.
There's three Death Note live actions
that are fucking fantastic. They weren't fantastic, but they were fantastic. That bad.
You've seen the anime, right?
In Japan, it works. But over here, we change certain concepts and it doesn't work. There's hundreds of anime movies. You know, an anime movie that's fucking sick as shit is Cashern Sin live action. It works over there. But they suspend their disbelief.
All these other animes I've never even heard of.
And that's why you don't think they work, because you know one or two animes that didn't work, like Dragon Ball.
Oh, my God, we don't speak of that.
But see, that's here in America. That has nothing to do with their movies.
It was garbage.
Yeah.
Even worse than garbage.
Yeah, the anime movies, live action, they work over there. They just don't work here. Because we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Could just be a personal preference here.
It's America.
America.
Got to Americanize everything.
Nothing?
No, I got nothing.
Wow.
It lasted longer.
We're just about nearing our ending here. So you say, look, have you found anything on that? Have you found this live action yet? You're going to need a mic. I have a new... This is a system. We don't record the old way
anymore. Oh, yeah, that's
right. I haven't heard a thing you've said this whole episode.
Awesome. That's a good thing, because I've made some really funny, stupid things to say. Anyways, apparently the live-action movie was 15 minutes long.
Holy what? Shit!
Was made in 2011. That's about it. That's all I got.
Okay, well, as far as I'm concerned...
Could you even really classify that as a movie, then?
As far as I'm concerned, that doesn't even...
It's classified... It's literally called Sailor Moon the Movie. It's just a short...
Yeah, that's
because
seems
it
like,
was live action.
That's not even
movie quality.
That seems like a cop
episodes
out to me.
Episodes of Sailor Moon are longer than that.
So but let's be honest. If it came down to it, could you see any form of live adaptation?
No.
And if not, why not?
No, I'm biased.
They couldn't do any worse than they did with Dragon Ball.
This is true. It has to be better than Dragon Ball. They're already doing Power Rangers, so it's not like they couldn't do a Sailor Moon. The status quo formula for live action has already proven itself for over 20-something years. Here in America alone, we're not even counting that 1975 started the formula, and it hasn't died in Japan yet either.
If they made one, I'd watch it. I don't even know that I would.
I don't think I would even attempt to watch it.
That's because you are weak and you lack the will of the warrior. The Moon Warrior.
Ugh.
I would totally watch it.
Why would you watch it, Shane?
Yeah, Shane, why would you watch it?
For the plot.
For the plot? For the, really? For the storyline?
It wouldn't be for the naked chicks? It wouldn't be for the titties and, you know, the short skirts?
So you're the same guy who
transformation
buys
scenes.
They are compelling stories.
They're compelling stories. Really?
I need to know if that lady is getting her pizza.
No!
I'm dead.
Oh.
I just died.
Oh my god.
I need a cigarette.
I need one too.
If anybody knows me, you know damn well why I would watch it.
Hold on, let me
okay.
Yeah, you would watch it for the tits.
That's holiday.
Hold
on. Okay.
But
we are nearing.
I would be curious to see one.
We're nearing our ending here. This needs a lot of work. They've never podcasted before. It's going to take time to get them into it. But if you wanted to do more of these. If you wanted to see more of these, this is your chance. I need comments. Either send them to the email that we dropped, and of course I'll drop it at the end of this episode as well, or if you're on YouTube, comments in the section below would be really important here to give us some topics to push this, because it's been requested multiple times that we do Sailor Moon stuff. But it hasn't been possible yet. Well, now there may be a possibility that we can start getting into it, but we need some direction as to where we should take this, how we should run with it. So let us know, guys, and I'm going to drop that contact information again. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.